You're listening to Comedy Central.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Unfortunately, coronavirus has prevented many elderly poll workers from helping out this year. So we could see even longer voting lines than usual. But luckily, people have been coming up with some creative solutions.
There is an energetic effort, you might even call it frantic in some jurisdictions, to recruit a new generation of poll workers to replace older ones.
That's meant creative recruiting tactics, like allowing 17-year-old high school seniors to serve as poll workers.
In just a few months, they've gotten more than 30,000 kids to step up. An army of kids working from their bedrooms, using their social media skills.
Can you guys hear me?
This TikTok racking up nearly 200,000 views.
Wisconsin using National Guard troops to work the state's primary. In Battleground, Ohio, they're recruiting at barbershops. And companies like Old Navy and Target offering employees a paid day off to man the polls.
Laker star LeBron James helping get out the vote. His new voting initiative has recruited 10,000 poll workers.
At Newport's Wooden Cask Brewing Company, they're labeling craft beer with political ads. It's a plea for poll workers and QR code that leads smartphone drinkers to Kentucky Secretary of State's website to sign up for training.
Okay, so the good news is there might be a lot of new poll workers. The bad news is some of them might be wasted.
You don't want to vote for Donald Trump because that guy's orange. Orange.
But yes, there's a big push right now to find poll workers for this election. And our very own Jabuki Young White decided to sign up.
What are poll workers?
Get your voting to the poll.
Get your vote.
Nope, not that. Found that out the hard way. Poll workers are the volunteers that help the election run smoothly. But now, thanks to COVID-19, old people, the majority of volunteers, are dropping out. Thankfully, there's an initiative recruiting younger Election Day poll workers called Power the Polls. So, I sat down with one of their directors.
Scott, huge fan of your work. You're taking care of business. Everything's under control. Just wanted to contribute, give you guys a huge shout out. So, good job.
Yeah. I really appreciate that, and I definitely could use it. But what we really need is poll workers to make sure that everyone can vote safely and on time this election.
You hear that, poll workers? This is an important election. You better do your part.
We're actually really excited to get young folks like yourself. So, we're really looking for someone kind of exactly like you. You got to be a registered voter or over the age of 16. I think you're older than 16.
Well, that's very flattering. I do get that a lot. But you know who I actually have? I have a friend who I think that this would be perfect for. He has way more time on his hands than me. You know Trevor Noah? He would be so... Actually, is 45 too old?
He's not from here, so I don't know if he's a registered voter. But, you know, we need everyone to show up in person. So you have to leave your house.
You mean like actually go outside and put on pants?
I've been bottomless for 6 months. Oh, and there's also that little issue of a f***ing pandemic.
Everyone is going to get PPE who shows up. Mask, face shield, hand sanitizers, all that good stuff. What we mostly just need is folks to help get people checked in, fill out their ballots, answer questions. The thing that Power the Polls is really hoping to inspire is a next generation of poll workers.
Okay, here's another thought. How about we rebrand the name? I mean, even starting with poll worker. Those are two bad words. Poll, I'm thinking of the subway. It's dirty, it's gross. Worker, I'm thinking of work. No one likes that. What about, I'm thinking.
Poll line monitors.
King of the ballots.
call you out of line if you don't vote.
Vote regulator. Holy moly.
Like holy moly?
Ooh, how about
election influencer?
Ooh, I don't know. Problem is you're there to be a nonpartisan.
Okay, look, millennials are broke. What you need to do to get people to the polls is money.
Well, Jabuki, usually you do get paid to be a poll worker. It's usually over $10 an hour. So for a full day, that's like a couple $100.
Yeah, no, I need to call my agent. This is ridiculous. That's more money than I'm making right now. Hi, yeah, so you just weren't gonna tell me that they were casting for poll workers?
The money sounds good, but if I'm gonna spend all day taking ballots and risking paper cuts, I'm gonna need something more.
We'll send you pizza if that's icing on the cake. I also work for an organization called Pizza to the Polls, and so we'll get you lunch and all the folks at the polling place.
You think you can buy me with pizza? What topping?
Pepperoni?
It worked. Okay, Scott, now say that there's people who don't like pizza, as if that even exists, but they don't volunteer. What's the worst thing that can happen?
There's longer lines, fewer polling places. The polling places tend to close in cities and communities where people of color vote. It's less safe for poll workers and voters. If poll workers don't show up, it could change the whole course of history and have an election that doesn't represent us as a country.
If you are 16 years old, sign up to be a f***ing poll worker and do something with your f***ing life for once. Sign up, please. Volunteer, please. What kind of topping was it again?
We use cheese, usually, and pepperoni. We send gluten-free ones, too, if we can.
At least do it for the gluten-free pizza. You've contributed nothing to life so far. Can we get green peppers and onions?
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.